This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to movies and animal welfare. On a complicated movie shoot, it would be at times too stressful for animals to linger for long hours. Also, using live animals is expensive. A feature story now on taxidermy in Hollywood.
It's Sunday morning in downtown Los Angeles, and taxidermist Alice Markham cuts into a thick piece of meat.
Also, where we made our first incision, so along the edges of your skin, see, there's a lot of fat in there.
Markham started her studio, Prey Taxidermy, this spring, and rents her mounted pieces to Hollywood. She recently worked on a photo shoot for Disney featuring Taylor Swift.
And so I did some homing pigeons for them. Bird skin is like working with wet toilet paper with feathers attached. And so it's this very tedious process where you're making all these little incisions.
Animal rights groups criticized Hollywood in recent years after news broke that animals were harmed and even died while filming.
If you want to have a tiger on set, it's a lot safer if it's dead.
Markham says it's a lot more ethical, too. That's something Wayne Carlisi doesn't have to worry about either. He inherited his father's big game taxidermy collection. And in 2012, he opened Art Craft Taxidermy. His company rents out lions, antelope, and birds.
The black crow up there, that was done for Ozzy Osbourne.
He now rents to big companies like Warner Brothers and Paramount. But smaller production companies are also interested in mounted animals.
You almost have no choice but to use taxidermied animals.
That's indie director David Anderson. He used Markham's furry props for his new movie.
And obviously I wasn't going to use a real bear. I'm an independent filmmaker. I can't afford that.
Markham's large pieces run out for around $1,500. For a live one, it can easily get into the $8,000 range. But is there something lost when we use a mounted animal instead of a live one? Set decorator Kristen Peterson thinks so.
The taxidermied animals don't have as much personality as a live animal.
Live animals just have that Hollywood it factor. But at least the taxidermied animals get a second chance at stardom. In Los Angeles, I'm Shara Morris for Marketplace.